You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Girls After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Girls After Show.
What's up, everybody? Happy Super Bowl Sunday. Girls is back, and we are doing another fabulous after show. My name is Kelly. I am your host, and we are in Season 3, Episode 5, Only Child. And, of course, I have my two fabulous co-hosts with me. Say hi, lady.
Hi, I'm Miriam.
And I'm Spicy Maddie. What's up, y'all?
Great, great episode today. What did you guys think?
All right, so I was given a lot of shit.
For lack of a better word.
Like, how do I say this nicely? Because I was, kind of harping on Hannah for doing the only child thing. And of course, tonight's episode is called just that. So I know I came off bitchy last week, but the reality is that's just the nature of who she is as a person. And we saw tonight, or this morning, happy Super Bowl this morning, Sunday.
Yeah.
We saw this morning that she is just, it's all about her. I mean, even from the point where she sits down with Adam and Caroline to Marnie to
her father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all about Hannah. And I love only children. A lot of them are my friends. This girl is a handful.
You're responding to some of the tweets that people sent to you getting on you about only children.
Yes.
Okay.
And so trust, guys. We do read your tweets. We do read the comments, and we love them. Keep them coming. We'd love to see other opinions, because someone also brought up a good point about how her detachment could also be caused by the meds that she's on for her OCD and all of the different things that she's going through, which I didn't even think about, because to me, she's been kind of a detached kind of jerk this whole series. So I didn't even think about that. But that's a very interesting point, because, depending on what type of medication she's on, that can absolutely affect your moods and all of those things. So I definitely wanted to bring that up, because that is a valid point for sure.
But we appreciate and we welcome your tweets and your YouTube comments and your, iTunes download comments, whatever it is you guys have to say. We want to hear it, because we have our own opinions that we're, going on and on about. But it's great to hear other insight from other people, because it makes us think about, different
Absolutely.
Topics, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's also the fact that, there's so much and there's so many different pieces that happen throughout the episode. It's easy to forget little tiny details from, let's say, an episode before, or the underlying situation. Like, a very good valid point was the fact that maybe Hannah's attached due to the fact that she's on the medication for the OCD, which, did you girls notice? I think the OCD came out a little bit tonight.
I did. The 7 times. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
did she take her meds that day?
I don't know. Adam's
slacking because he's distracted by Caroline.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. And she did go on a rampage.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot going on with her, and we saw it throughout the episode. And the episode opens that they're at David's funeral, and I know people like her. I've met people like her, and it's just kind of like the reactions to different situations. You look at them and you're like, wow. Like, how can some of those things come out of your mouth in the situation that we're in? Like, seriously. Like, she's talking to, which is crazy in itself, David has a wife.
Right.
We find out David has a wife. He's only gay sometimes.
Yes.
But the wife is kind of loopy, too. I felt like the wife, and I don't feel like she was loopy over the morning. I felt like she was loopy because she's just a weird kind of off woman as well. Anyone who...
Well, she was, obviously their relationship was a little bit weird. And so, she's... There's something a little different about her.
And I think that part of it is the fact that, first of all, she's hot. David was an attractive guy. He was definitely bisexual. Mm-hmm. And that's a possibility that happens all the time.
Right.
Not to me, but at least I hope not. But, he has this double life thing.
But she knew. It's not like he was hiding it or trying to live.
No.
They were open about it. It worked for them. Whatever.
Absolutely. And it's also the fact that she is all, she's also a writer. Mm-hmm. So how convenient. All right, so my husband's gay once in a while, but he's going to get my book out there.
Right.
I'll accept that. And so, you know, it's just an understanding in a very odd situation.
Hey, you know what? Whatever works.
They say love conquers all.
Yeah.
So, you know, she probably saw past that. And I do know people who have been in relationships with bisexual people, and they love them so much, they accepted their other passions and desires. Mm-hmm. So it's not unrealistic, especially in, I guess, the entertainment, artsy-fartsy world. I feel like it's more acceptable.
I would absolutely make out with all of my gay besties.
I know.
They're so hot.
I have two that are just like, damn, seriously, can you please be straight?
Well, at the funeral, she winds up getting a blow. She finds out that her book is not going to be, her ebook is not going to be published after all, that everything from her publishing company was dropped. And so that, I think, sent her into like this emotional roller coaster throughout the episode.
But that just shows how inappropriate. She, like, socially inappropriate, I guess, that she is, because she's at a funeral, she's talking to the deceased wife, and all she cares about is her book again, and she's at, even to the point where she asks her if she knows another publisher.
Like, what the hell is that all about? Ask the dead, I want, my book is dead, is what she says. How can I keep it alive? Oh, I'm sorry, my husband just died.
Right.
We happen to be gay sometimes, and you're asking me this at his funeral?
Right. And she says, like, she looks at her
so
and
uncouth.
She's like, and she, I mean, her response I thought was priceless, because she's like, you know what? Okay. If I give you a name, will you just get the fuck out of here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, really? And she, and Hannah still doesn't get it.
No.
Like, you can tell, like, her, the blank
she's
stare on her face.
She's
just like, doesn't get it.
Well, and I appreciate that she actually followed through and obviously gave her the name of a publishing company.
Yeah.
Because she walked away and I was like, oh, she's not coming back. But she came, you know, she kept her word, and I'm assuming that Hannah and Adam wanted to leave as soon as they got it. Because he was pulling on Hannah the entire time, like, let's get out of here.
Right.
So he was insensitive too.
Well, I mean, he didn't know anybody there. He knows that she's not really into it. He knows what she's there for. So it's, you know, then why are we still here?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And I was just waiting for this tender moment for her to see the casket or see the body and then get emotional. But they were just not going to give that to us. They're like, nope, we're keeping Hannah just a straight butthead.
Well, and I wondered, too, if David's wife, Annalisa was her name, I think, if she... She gave her the name of a new publisher, but she's obviously a writer. She was married to. She knows how the whole world works.
Mm-hmm.
She knows that her contract.
Oh, you think, like, that she wasn't going to be able to move? She knew that.
Of course. Like, I think she knew that, and make her go through that whole thing. Like, sure, I'll give you a name. Good luck.
Good
luck with that.
Freaking point, Kelly.
Like,
I didn't even think about that. She set her up. Like, oh, I got something for you, all right.
So it's not really like, I mean, yes, she helped her in a sense, but she also helped her, like, look at the real, her real situation. Like, you live in Fantasyland, kid. That's not the way it works. You signed a contract. You know, you're not going to be able to do anything with that book anyway. Go ahead. Go have all the
meetings
you want.
Well, the thing, too, and I'm going to say, on the contrary to that, that's probably, she thought she was a different writer. Annalisa thought that Hannah was Paige, who was the girl who was obese with Tourette's and all that kind of stuff. So that just goes to show there's a disconnect, possibly, that she may not know her contract, because Hannah's not allowed to use that book from that she has with that publishing company for 3 years. And it's from 3 years from the date that she signed. She may not know when she signed it, so the fact
but I'm just saying, like, she knows that there's a contract. She knows that there's something going. Like, it's not
she's
just,
a writer. She knows she has the same contract.
It's not just. It's not that easy.
She
like
could be,
just to.
Well, she could have been under David's thing for over 3 years.
Right, but I'm not talking like technicality. But, you know, I'm thinking, like, in the back of her, she probably was like, okay, here, good luck. Let's see how easy
you're not
it
going
is for
anywhere.
You.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Just not, of course, like, not that details of it. I'm not saying that she knew everything about the backstory. But, you know, me as a publicist, like, somebody comes up to me kind of like that, I'd be like, here, yeah, you want to go find a manager? Sure. Good luck. Let's see who's going to take you. Not that easy. You know, there's steps you have to take. There's things. And Hannah's so inept. Like, she doesn't get that. She thinks, and it's all beautiful in the beginning. She goes in, they read her, you know, they read her stuff and all this. They love it, whatever.
No.
And then she finds out that she's on this 3-year contract, which is pretty standard with anybody, with talent, with whatever, when somebody gives you upfront money.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was kind of a funny kind of like little kickback. You want to ask me for that at my husband's funeral? Good luck, kid.
Well, while I'm asking about the mom at that, Pepper.
Yeah. Well, the sad part about that, you know, and we come to see her talking with Caroline about it, is the fact that she she really is not as creative as she thinks she is. Because she's like, how am I going to live 25 more years and put everything into, like, create a new book? Mm-hmm. And she has an opportunity to write a book with a publisher for it to get published. And what did she say? I said yes to an ebook because it was better than a no book.
Yeah.
Now, this is a bigger and better opportunity. It's time for Hannah to get with it and become creative and be the writer she claims to be.
Right.
And the thing is she's not as creative as she thinks she is.
Absolutely
And
not.
That's why this is going to be really difficult for her to do, because it's like, all right, so you can't, honestly, from the sound of her stories, I fell asleep on pizza boxes. Not really that interesting. It's not a book I'm going to run out and go and buy. But, you know, this new chapter in her life and dealing with Caroline, Adam, Marnie, she could take all of these different components that are happening to her real life in New York City, not her whatever life in
her childhood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And make something really yummy and delicious and something with substance. Right. She's not that creative.
But will the publishing company allow that? How does it work?
Well, she's just not allowed to, I don't know very much.
Because they want
about
that
it, but
book. They don't want this new book that Hannah could possibly
right,
create.
Right. But when it all comes to whatever fruition and they find out that they can't have that, if it's still on the table, her to be able to come up with something different along the same lines, as long as it's not that actual material. Like, she's, you know, open to write other stuff. Mm-hmm. Just like, maybe it could also be in that contract she can't sign with another publisher at all for 3 years, which it depends on how the contract's worked out.
That would be devastating.
Because, you know, like some broadcast people, like, you can't be on another network right. for so long. It could be that. And they always put the 3 years, because in 3 years, who's going to care?
Yeah.
You know, that's like how they get
you. Are.
That's why you should always read the fine print, kids, always.
I have a couple contracts I need to send to you, Kelly. Yes. you sound like you know
them.
This.
Yeah, I've seen so many people get, but that's what happens is, you know, you're only hot for so long. This, you know, everything, you know, comes and goes. And that's why they do that 3 year mark. Because after that, who's going to care?
Well, and she included in her book personal stories of her friends. So even if she were to write it or rewrite it, wouldn't it still be the same material? Because she doesn't have any material to go off of if she included everything in her friends, unless it's like currently what she's going through right now in her relationship and with her family and friends.
Mm-hmm. No, it could be. I mean, she could talk about Marnie and her kind of like wilding out in her video and going from the art world to working at the coffee shop. Like, that's a real
Jess's
story.
Drug problem.
Jessa being in rehab, coming back, being married, getting divorced, you know, all that. If parts of that weren't in the updates that she had after the whole OCD thing, I don't know. But, you know, Shoshana and her, like, wiling out, this, like, prim and proper girl that had one boyfriend, all of a sudden she's, you know, promiscuous and she's doing all of these things.
It sounds like Girls. Like, yeah. She would write a book called Girls.
And it's like all these – she has material. Like, you're right. She has material, but she's too, you know
– narrow-minded.
Like, she mm-hmm. just can't
– tunnel vision.
Just yeah. can't see it.
It's unfortunate. I mean, my hope is that she – has the opportunity and actually gets it together so she can create something really great.
Yeah.
You know, she's got, it's like saying, oh, I'm sorry, I have nothing to eat and there's the fridge is full of food. It's like, well, get creative. Take that freaking cucumber and throw it on some bread and you have cucumber sandwiches. What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the greatest, but there is something there.
Right.
What did you guys think about her facilitating this Dr. Phil session? Was that a joke? Did you guys take that seriously?
I love how she was telling them to say that they loved her.
Once again, another selfish moment.
And even Adam is like, why do we have to say we love you?
You know what?
I think we should practice that right now, guys. You guys both tell me that you love me.
Maddie, I love you.
I love you, Maddie.
I feel so much better, don't you guys? That's really what it sounded like. Yeah. And she said she's seen enough episodes to know that everything can be worked out through talking about it. I'm just like, you have to be kidding me.
I like that she did that because we got to see a little bit of grown-up Hannah
mm-hmm.
and mature Hannah instead of, I mean, first of all, she screams to get their attention. And what was up with her shirt? It's like she went to the kid toy store, to the little boy section where they have mini G.I. Joes and just picked a bunch of lizards and sewed them on.
Yeah, did you say it was handmade? You think she
handmade it? Yeah, she handmade that shirt.
And it was a crop top.
It was a crop top. Once again, we see Hannah naked.
I think she's doing the nude scenes now just to taunt us and poke fun at us because she got so much backlash for it and she was like, I don't care. This is my show. And now she's just going to throw it in our face. Any
Boops.
Opportunity she can put a titty or nipple in her eye. I really feel like she's doing it on purpose.
You know, I like that she's doing the body image part. It's the fact that not everyone is tiny. Not everyone is perfect. perfect. And, you know, it's like, I mean, look at Barbie, for instance. You know, you have Barbie dolls and they're
atomically correct.
Atomically correct. But no, they're not correct. They're incorrect. It's like, you know what? I'm sorry. When I eat In-N-Out, I know that in an hour, I'm going to have a burger baby in my belly and it's not going to be cute and it's going to be poochy. And that's just that.
Right.
You know, like we're not all built that way. And the fact that she's putting it out there, I really appreciate.
Well, even when she was talking about it in her publishing meeting, like they were asking her, what is your brand?
Tombstone Pizza.
Yeah, and she says, you know, I'm always going to be, you know, 15 to 20, you know, what did she say?
15 to 20 pounds overweight. The further away from the coast she is, the fatter she is.
Yeah. And she just, like, she's already saying, I'm not ever going to be this little thin, whatever you think I should be. Like, my image, this is me. Like,
so is she secure with that, or does
Absolutely.
She just play with it and acknowledge it to take the power away from her insecurity? Is she secure or no?
I think she's secure with it. And I mean, in my honest opinion, you have to be somewhat secure with who you are as an individual to put it out there that way. And I like it. I mean, go Lena Dunham. Like, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I mean, she's... You know, she's not, obviously she's like not obese in any way. And
no.
She has like a nice shape.
She made that very clear. Yes, I am not obese, chubby, not yes. obese.
Yeah. But even when she was wearing like the crop top, like she has like that hourglass,
she
you
does.
Know, figure. And when she was wearing
she
the coat with the belt,
curves.
She does. Like, she really does.
Honestly, and I'm just going to say this, she just doesn't care to tone it, but she has a nice body. Like mm-hmm. if she really wanted to,
tighten it up a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, tighten it up. Get rid of some of, like, the rolls mm-hmm. and crevices in there. Like, she could, but she's choosing not to. And I think that she really just isn't becoming a part of, like, what society says your body should look like.
No.
She's comfortable, you know, and I'm talking about, you know, her, the actual person, not her character. But mm-hmm. I think she's really comfortable with the way that her body is.
You know what? And I admire that because that's something that over, I mean, I've been in the... look at what she looks like limelight for 13 plus years now. And that is something that I fight with constantly. Mm-hmm. It's how your body looks and oh my God, you know, if I gained 5 pounds, oh my God, Miriam got fat. And it's like, you know what? F you, dude. Like once in a while, I want to have a pizza or some nachos. Like I will today for Super Bowl. I will.
Absolutely.
Chicken
yeah.
wings and maybe a beer or two and not feel like, oh my God, you know, like what does society think about what I look like? I mean, you Google me and you will find Miriam weight gain. I'm like, what the hell?
No.
But that's
you
the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem with Hollywood. Though,
it's
like,
just, no, and it's not even
you're
Hollywood.
Held to this weight, you know, level that you have to stick with. If you gain, no matter who you are in Hollywood, you could be an icon, you can be, you know, an independent film, and you have to be a certain weight and size.
The sad part is it's not even Hollywood. It's random guy in Milwaukee who's giving me crap about the way my ass looks. It's like, you know what? I wake up with me every day, and this is Lena Dunham. I wake up with me every day, and I'm happy with it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can find somebody to love the me that I love, to quote Carrie Bradshaw,
yeah.
then that's just wonderful. That's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really irks me when I see stuff like that. So for Lena to put it out there, God bless you, honey. Thank you. Today
no,
I will pig out.
I do. I like that she does it. And it's...
Sunday speech right there,
yeah.
y'all.
Here's to the cheeseburgers
you know.
Of the world.
Hey, and that brings up, you know, the, you know, what we're seeing from Caroline's character and her, you know, she's got hair everywhere.
OMG. From the eyebrows to the nest on her head to the armpit.
No. Yeah. Did we not forget the glass incident and hello bush in your face?
Yes.
Oh, I almost forgot
like
about that.
That brought up the New York Times article
yes.
that, you know, I don't know if you guys saw it. There was a New York Times article that came out talking about, you know, basically talking about the bush. And it was talking about different celebrities and what they think about, you know, how you, you know, maintain your, you know, lady parts. And
have you seen in New York City in the American Apparel window, they actually
yes.
had mannequins with hair on their vaginas.
Really?
Sticking
that's so
out
Euro.
Of the pins. I don't know. I'm like, since I'm single right now and not having sex, I think I'm going to grow mine out. One, I mean, not the pits, though. That's just too much. That's just gross. I mean, come on. That's a Julia Roberts thing from, like, the 90s.
I'm anti-hair, and so seeing that looks to me unkept, but at least it was I guess, groomed in the sense of it was straight hair. It like, brushed. It wasn't, like, too nappy. But it definitely looked like she'd been living in the forest for a few years. And I'm anti-hair. Like, I have everything lasered. Everything. Mm. Literally everything. But I'm bushy. Look at the head on, you know, look at my head of hair. So I can relate to Caroline in the sense of, like, it's just easier to let it grow because it's so much work. But I think she really is just, like, this earthy creature that is just, like, doesn't live by society's laws or rules.
But it's just so interesting that it brings up a conversation, like, really. Like, it really, like, for a New York Times article, some like, guys, it really does.
You know what? Some guys like it, some guys don't. I mean, if you like it, you know, message us, let us know.
guys out there, what is your take on it? It's interesting.
No hair, lots of hair, you know.
Trimmed.
The little right. Mustache.
Landing trail.
Italy. Yeah.
Playboy bunny ears, whatever. But, okay, so
shape of a heart.
The heart, that'd be cute.
Well, you know, Cameron Diaz says that you should never do anything permanent because you never know. Fads come and go.
Yeah,
you
this
know,
is
there
true.
May be something that, you know, that comes back in style, you know, what in style.
But just
whatever.
Like hygiene wise, though, like hair holds like bacteria and
no,
sweat.
That's why it's
and
there. Hair grows there to prevent all of that stuff from getting in.
But it collects lint and cat hair.
Okay,
and
Let's go to WebMD for that information.
So let's talk still about Caroline
anyway,
and her craziness and the fact that she's like going, you know, off on her brother back and forth. They like have this controversial issue and they're both, you know, they're both responsible or can be held accountable for the same exact things, which I do see that Hannah points out. But then again, who is Hannah to tell anybody that they don't have, like, a life goal plan and that they're whimsical?
That was a beautiful moment. Caroline says, you have no drive, no real goals, and tons of opinion. That's when Hannah has her OCD seven times. Interesting, interesting, interesting moment. Mm-hmm. And says, well, Adam, that's exactly who you are. No, well, Adam is saying that to Caroline.
Yeah.
And so it's like, wait a second, you guys are two in the same.
They're mm-hmm. three in the same.
Yeah.
They all are. Three are.
No,
they,
Hannah has goals. She's just doesn't know how to utilize getting them.
Hannah doesn't go out for anything. She only takes what falls on her lap. And she doesn't have a plan. She doesn't have, I feel like, I don't know if I would say she doesn't have drive, because I feel like drive is what led her to the funeral. Drive is what led her to her public. So she does have some form of ambition. I just think that it's not directed, or her energy is not directed in the right place and considerate of other people. But
she's selfish.
Yeah, she's very selfish.
But she does want a job. But she only wants the job she wants to have.
She wants it to come easy to her.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, so she's not going to...
Why did Caroline throw out, was it maybe because she was losing the argument, but why did Caroline throw out the fact that she thinks her brother wants to have sex with her?
Because I think she's just nuts.
She's crazy.
Yeah.
She's crazy.
I think she's just crazy.
And, you know, and when, you know, Adam has her pinned down, a hello, awkward eye contact moment, she says, she's like, he doesn't want to have sex with me. He wants to have sex with me metaphorically, not physically.
Which doesn't really...
Was she talking about punishing her through rape? Like, he wants to hurt her. Like, that's a form of, like, taking the power away from someone, making them a victim. And so I, in that moment when I'm thinking about it, I'm like, dang, I think that he wants to, you know, hurt her. He wants to steal something from her. And maybe that's what she was meaning when she said he doesn't want to have it physically. He wants to create her the worst, you know, type of pain ever. I don't know. This was a dark episode. Miriam had pointed that out in the beginning. That girls was like dark this episode.
And I don't think he's ever even thought of that. Because as soon as she said it, he like ran across to the other side of the room. And he's like, I don't want to have sex with my sister.
But he thought about it after she said it. I feel like he thought about it after he said it. And when he pinned her down, I feel like he was still thinking about it.
Maybe.
It was really weird.
Huh. Hmm.
But they did have like
have
this little moment
that.
That you guys were saying. They did, you know, that pinning down moment in between her legs.
I know. That was awkward, especially after the conversation that
had
just
been
had.
And the way she was looking at him.
Yeah.
But Hannah didn't see it as awkward. Hannah was like, oh, we're getting somewhere type of attitude.
They were fucking, because she jumps at him. They're fighting and he's holding her wrist down. And then as they're going down, you know, and then it ends up in that awkward.
But they make up and they're, you know, back to loving each other.
Uh-huh.
And then what? Hannah has, you know, this revelation that she's not going to be able to get her book published. And then she goes and takes it out on Caroline.
Yeah. But even before that, when her dad calls and she's, he's telling, first he's telling her, you know, I had this procedure, which she asks nothing about.
Not how are you feeling? No. What was it? Are you okay?
No, why aren't you more excited for me that I got offered a real book deal? She doesn't want to have, and again, it goes back to her selfishness and her self-involvement. She doesn't ask anything about it and then even comes back to it and tells him he's crazy. It's probably from his procedure.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting that she says to him, you know, I have to wait 3 years because her uncle, who does, reps Subway sandwiches or sandwich shops.
Yeah, oh, he's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer that reps, you know, sandwiches. Tuna salad or
well, he's a corporate
salad.
Lawyer.
For the corporation.
And she, you know, she comes to find out that it's going to be 3 years before she can do anything. And she's like getting on him for, you know, this whole situation. And he says to her, he goes, well, it took us 3 years to make you.
Yeah.
And she doesn't even hear that. Mm-hmm. It's yeah. like,
and then
whoa.
She goes back to his procedure, and he's like, well, it was a mole, and that's all we hear. So
cuts
I wonder
off.
If that's going to come into play later on, that something's going to happen with her family, yeah. with her dad.
And then she'll have material.
Because mm-hmm. of the way he was sitting.
Yeah.
Oh, he looked uncomfortable? Mm-hmm.
He was all, like, lopsided.
Yeah.
Huh.
Sitting in the sun.
But it could have been like a, you know, he tried to prevent cancer, you know, a cancerous yeah. mole yeah. or something. But that would give her more material for her book. I can see her being devastated by almost possibly losing her father and then her having some material.
But would yeah. she? Would she? Hannah yeah. is questionable.
Something's got to break. I'm sorry. Something has to give.
She didn't even ask him anything about it. She's more worried about this contract now, thinks he's crazy. Like she, you know, she doesn't get that there are rules.
It
there
could
are
be the meds.
Things,
you know, it could be maybe. The meds. But in this... I yeah no
yeah I mean there but, are you know there's being a grown up sucks it I mean it does like you, it really does
responsibility it, rears its ugly
yes,
little head
it really does and that's what she's starting to see and, yeah. and especially in a business where people are giving you large sums of money to produce a product or to produce something then you know they're the things that come with it. Like, you don't get anything for free.
She's lucky that she got to keep the money that she made so far from this ebook.
Yeah.
That and how much did she get?
I don't remember.
Enough to keep her yeah. apartment by herself and only get $800 from Adam. Because that's all Adam gets is $800 from his grandma.
Right.
And the apartment's $2,100. Now you have to factor in utilities, food.
Right. And all of that.
And so. All of her crazy lizards on her shirt. She's got to sew on. Maybe that's why she's sewing lizards on her shirt.
I don't know. But then she goes back and she, you know, she lashes out at Caroline, as we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And kicks her out.
And Caroline calls it out. She's like, you know what? What did she say to her?
You're projecting.
Yeah. She's mm-hmm. like, you need to shut the fuck up kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that Caroline, instead of being the crazy person that I thought Caroline would have lost it,
mm-hmm.
she calmly says to her, you know what? I understand you're having all of these feelings and right now you're just projecting. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, seriously, you just need to shut up. This is my house. You know, you do not. She's like, I'm going to go to Caroline. I'm going to go to my room. And give you some space. She's like, it isn't your room. It's my room. It's my apartment. And I want you to get the F out.
Yeah.
And Caroline leaves. And it's crazy because this was an interesting moment for us to see Adam, how he truly, really felt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when he came in and she... Was she drunk and sat on the couch? She had,
yeah,
like
I think
four
she
or
was...
five beers in front of her at that point.
Yeah, so.
And so, and you can get drunk on beer.
Yeah, for sure.
And so,
thank you for that testimony.
Yes. Takes a long time, and you'll be very full, but, yeah. So, anyhow, it's the fact that he walks in, and he's like, where's Caroline? She's like, I kicked her out. I finally wanted to make you happy. And it's like, well, no, you didn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't. And we find that Adam is like, wait a second, I'm supposed to be taking care of her. Whoa, 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 you didn't want her there in the first place, Adam. And now we see that despite his sibling rivalry with her, mm-hmm. he does care for his sister. He
well,
does
he
want
says,
to see-
she's my sister. Do you get that? What the fuck?
No, she doesn't get that.
No, he doesn't. That's the whole point.
Because she's an only child. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
But also what Caroline says after Hannah slams the door and goes into her room, she tells her, you're never going to understand. You're never going to write anything real because you're never going to understand the true struggles yeah. of real life. Like, you're never going to, you're a spoiled, selfish brat and you and my brother deserve each other.
Some golden egg that just slipped out of the vagina. Right on out.
Yeah.
And it's true. She's a golden egg because... She doesn't think anyone can touch her.
No, and her parents took care of her for so however long Marnie did.
Yeah.
And then she got this book deal. So she hasn't really had to struggle all that much not to what we're going to see now.
Oh, honey, Hannah, it is not pretty.
No. And then Adam came in and helped her, you know, with the to keep that apartment.
Look at Marnie.
She gets saved every time.
Yeah, she does. There's always someone to save her. And that's what, I mean, we've been talking about that through the whole series. Like, yeah, that there's always someone that's going to come in and save her. She always gets kind of lucky in a sense. And I wonder if that's going to kind of come to a halt and we're going to have to see her really now struggle. We saw from the previews, she's getting some kind of job that she doesn't like. So she's, I mean, she's going to have to, you know, make some kind of money. So she's working somewhere in a cubicle.
The other thing, too, is with how she's acting and kicking Caroline out, I would like to see where this happens. How this plays in with Adam.
I wonder if he's going to leave.
I mean, because Adam kind of, even though he's a little woo out there, mm-hmm, I think he has a really good perception on and a grip on life.
Yeah.
Not a great one. Not a great one, because if he had a great one, he'd have a job.
Well, that just, he doesn't have drive, but I think he has real feelings and real emotions.
Yeah.
So, like, he understands that, you know, he understands other people's feelings.
Yeah, and I think and he's takes in tune with people.
Mm-hmm, takes them into consideration, and he's selfish to a point, but not nearly as bad as Hannah. And he does point things out. And he handles things in a very different way, which is what we all like about him.
Yeah.
He's, you know, very real in a sense, but he's lazy. Doesn't want to really work. I mean, who does?
I would like to retire.
Well, we know who else is good at pointing things out is Ray.
Mm.
He took it too far, and I predicted this. I knew that the moment that Marnie went over to that house, mm-hmm, they would be put in a situation where it would get hot and heavy. And what happened?
Of course.
On the table.
Well, I think Marnie now is, she's getting to the point where she realized something is off, and she needs to be kind of filled in. It's like, okay, please tell me what I'm not seeing. Like, I'm ready to hear the truth. And Ray, out of all of them, mm-hmm, being the older one, is the more brutally honest.
Well, I got what I asked for. I wanted her to be with a guy that was a little bit older. That said, you know, what the hell are you doing with your life? This is how it is.
Yeah.
And which is basically what he did for her, which I really liked it. He told her she was a big fat phony.
Yeah.
He said that's what she is.
Judgmental, critical, unbearably uptight. Use people.
Yeah.
And when you try to connect and be sincere, it comes across as phony.
Yeah. He said that you think
hit
that you're
on
better.
The money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said that you think that you're better than everyone else.
Yeah, he said, the first thing you did when you walked into my apartment is you insulted me in my neighborhood.
She's first like, I thought it was a joke.
He's
I
like,
was
really?
Joking.
Really?
No, it's a backhanded comment.
Because
she really feels that way.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
just saying it. I don't think she's trying to intentionally hurt someone, but she really feels that way.
Yeah, she's like, I would never move to Brooklyn once living in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Like, that's like going backwards.
Right.
Okay, miss. No job.
Cat lady. Now she has a cat.
Yes. Who's so cute.
So cute. Cutest little kitten ever.
I thought she was going to come over there and bring him the cat at first. Like, oh, you have to see my cat. But she's obviously desperate. I think that she's in search, too, of just, like, validation. And she's lost right now. She kind of switched places with Hannah, where now she's the lost one and doesn't have it together. And I think that, like you said, Kelly, because he's older, she respects him a little bit more in his opinion. And he's brutally honest. But then also, I think that him tearing her down and giving it to her and keeping it 100% also made this, like, desire for his approval.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only thing that she has to offer is that sexual empowerment. And that, I think, she is what she laid on the table, literally, at that moment.
Yeah.
I you know what? You're right. When it comes to the sex part, that's where, you know, woman takes it. But also, it can be taken from her as well.
Right.
And I think for Marnie at this point, with her saying that she needs to take responsibility for her actions, she's hit bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when you get to bottom, you have to really go just a little bit further to see. And Ray gave her that little bit further. It's like, okay, you already know that you hit, but, and he names off all the things that we mm-hmm. already discussed. And I think for her, she needs that to bounce back up, you know, because right now the only place that you can go is upwards.
Right. And he tells her, though, he said, you know, but I still like you. And I like that she was taking it in. She didn't really argue too much. You know, she really listened. She took it in. She put her head down and she was just like, you know, like,
yeah.
shit. And he tells her, but I think that deep down that you're a good person. And I think it stems from, you know, insecurities that you have and whatever happened in your life, the absence of your father, you know, whatever's going on with you. But I don't I don't think that deep down in your heart, you're an ugly person, but this is just how you come across.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you're handling it. So,
and he says that he still likes her. And that's at the point where, you know, he says, come here, let me give you a hug and give you that compassion and make you feel like it's okay. And then we see, like, all of a sudden, you see the look on his face. Like, the light bulb just went off, like, oh, my God, here's an opportunity. Bing!
Right. Yeah, because the hug was a little too long.
It was an embrace. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I think that they're very similar in is that they're both very critical. He criticizes, she criticizes, but I think where she goes wrong is she passes judgment. And she's not able to step outside of her situation and herself to be able to understand where the person is coming from. And I think that critical people, it's one thing to have an opinion and to be critical, but it's another thing to be able to see past that and still accept the person and understand, like, deep down inside where they're coming from. And I think Ray is capable of doing that. Mm-hmm. Where Marnie's critical and judgmental, she's not capable of doing that.
Mm-hmm. I think she...
At least not yet.
Yeah. Not yet, but maybe Ray will help her get there. Like, okay, your outfit is tacky, but I know you're probably still, you know, a great person. Like, she doesn't have that capability.
No.
Like, she just judges you based on everything that she thinks.
Yeah. She's a little too shallow right now.
How many pairs of underwear are you wearing?
No, she was ready for those pants to come off.
Like, come on, just and go. But, you know, it's another judgmental thing on her part when she goes to leave and he's like, you know, hits her on the shoulder because he's like, do I kiss her? What do I do?
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, we should keep this on the down low. And she's like, I would actually advertise this.
Yeah.
Hello, bitchy Marnie.
Again, she goes right back to herself. Right back. It's like whatever just happened, that epiphany we think she had, it all
But that just goes
back.
Case in point with what you were saying. She got the sex went on the table, and she had the control. It's like, you know what? So you may think all these things about me, but look who walks away like a princess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, in your face.
Yep.
I came, I hit it, I quit it, goodbye.
But now it's going to be, I mean, well, I would think that it's going to be awkward, but it almost exists, like, it looks like on the previews, like, they're going to get close.
Like, they're hanging out.
Yeah, like, they are spending time together, and time is what gets you. You know, although they did it backwards. You know, they did it and then they're spending time together. There might be potential there, but Charlie and Shoshana, I mean, those aren't even a factor anymore.
In your 20s, there's the, and you, I mean, me personally, your role. Not into
I forgot about this role. It's like after a certain amount of years or something, it doesn't matter.
No, it's, you know, that too. But this is different. This is different. I mean, me personally, I have the rule of you don't sleep with my guy or I was like, it's just no, not good. Mm-hmm. But In the 20s, and I've seen it amongst people that I know, everyone starts dipping within the friend pool. And then before you know it, it just gets a little messy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why Ray was aware of that possibility, because he was like, we need to keep this on the down low. I think Ray, in his grown-up mind, is like, I was with Shosh, and she's your friend. Although Marnie and Shosh aren't as close as Hannah and Shoshana.
No. And Marnie's kind of been on the outs with everyone, as Ray has.
And then Charlie.
So they have, like, the perfect, you know, kind of thing right now, because they're not really hanging out with the group. They're not hanging out as a group that much anymore anyway.
Yeah.
So it's not like anybody's really going to know unless one of them says something.
New York's a very small city.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but if she's going
it's gonna be on the down low, like you said.
Yeah. So if they're just, like, hanging out. And you got to remember, too, these girls are all in their own world, own heads. They're not caring.
No.
So unless they literally run into them on the street. Which I doubt Marnie's going to be on the street with him very much.
You never know. When you start liking a guy, you're like, you know, you don't mind the world. You get to a point where you're like, I don't care who knows. I love him.
Right. But she's still struggling with all of that. So I think it's going to be a minute before.
Well, he's going to have the talk with Charlie, too, because, you know, we haven't seen Charlie. I guess this character is no longer on the show this season.
No.
Or he might pop up later. We never know.
No, he's done.
Okay.
He bit the hand that was feeding him.
So what happened with that?
The actor who was playing Charlie just decided he did not want to continue.
What?
He didn't like where his character was going. I'm sorry, because you're that gigantic of a star. Not to be a bitch.
But, his character was going.
He didn't like the storyline.
There was creative differences. Yeah. Was, at least that was a story that had come out before season three. But before they started working on season three, he didn't like where his character was going, so he decided to part ways with the show. So they just cut the character. So we're not going to see
him ever.
I don't think they're going to recast it. There hasn't been any talk of that.
And I wouldn't want it to be recast.
I wouldn't either.
I kind of like where his ego took Marnie on the show into a place where we are talking mad smack about her and kind of really, instead of like, oh, there she is playing house and happy.
Right.
No, thank you. Thank you for leaving. Well, you're cute, but whatever.
There's a parallel, though, because the same, you know, his character went there on the show, and then in real life it went there because he was feeling himself when he started, you know, the little app company that blew up. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, he was belittling, you know, Marnie, you're not thinking that she was good enough for him. And then in real life the same thing happened. He felt like the script wasn't good enough for him. So I think there's a parallel.
Well, we don't really know. I mean, whatever was going on with them, I mean, who knows? It's just, it's unfortunate that the character is gone because we don't really get to kind of see where that was going. And I'm interested to know where she was taking it and if eventually they were going to end up where they are now anyway. And then we got to see both sides of it, which would have been cool. But, you know, but we don't. So, I mean, it is.
See her being tortured by yet another little pixie.
I kind of feel like he, like, deserved the right to stand up to her after the way that she had treated him and took him for granted again with just being on a higher ground. You know what I mean? I wanted to see him kind of stand up for himself a little bit more. And yes, he loves her. I think that was probably.
You always love the people that you're with.
Yeah, but in the way that all of a sudden when he was successful, she's chasing him and chasing him to the point where it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Then, and she didn't really, like, I don't think she really ever got it. I don't think she really ever truly loved him the way she thought she did. Mm-hmm. I wanted to kind of see where that was going to go, if he was going to call her out on it or whatever, but whatever, we're not going to get to.
She loved the idea.
Right. Well, it was a very immature love. It was a selfish love.
Absolutely.
It wasn't an unconditional love.
But it's also the, an ex is an ex for a reason. And you move forward in life, never backwards. And them staying together would have just not been that. So,
yeah, I mean, and timing something sometimes has a lot to do with it, where you are at different stages in your life. So, I mean, sometimes, you know, it can work. Most of the time it usually doesn't. No. I think it's very rare that it does.
9 out of 10 times.
But, you know.
Bye. See ya. You're an ex. See ya. Bye.
Yeah. I don't know.
When people tell me they're getting back with their ex, I'm like, good luck to you.
Yeah. I know exactly what's going to happen. You guys will be blissfully happy for like 20 freaking seconds, and then you'll remember why you broke up in the first place. She annoys me. He annoys me. I hate his friends. You know, whatever the case may be. It happens. It happens. And it's so funny because I've seen this recently happen. Uh-huh. Getting back with my ex, I was like, literally, good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Well, we didn't get a chance to see that on the show. They didn't take the characters there, but we thought that, I mean, we can predict that would have happened.
But I mean,
Charlie.
we're seeing that happen with Hannah and Adam right now. They were broken up. She's back with her ex, and they're actually having a real relationship. So in this sense, you know, they're getting to know each other in a real way. When before it was more of just like a hookup every now and then. And then when they were that couple for a minute, and she was just didn't like him and was tired of it and all that. So this is a little bit different because we're still seeing that here.
I like that. And even though we haven't quite touched on it, but the fact that Marnie and Ray are kind of friends. Not good friends, not the best of friends, but they've been friends for a long time because of Charlie.
Ah.
So there's some sort of established thing there that's already there. And for it to go from sort of friendship, I mean, they're friends enough for him to give her a job.
Right.
And then she quits, and him not be mad about it because he's, you know, they're friends. Mm-hmm. I mean, any other employer would be like, excuse me, you think you're better? Bye, see ya. Mm-hmm. So they're friends. And for them to hook up, this could turn into something more.
Yeah, for sure.
And a lot of times when you are dating someone, there's a certain attraction or familiarity with their friends because there's a little bit of that person that you love in them. You know, there's a reason why you guys are friends. And so you sometimes see what you like about the person who you're with in the other people that he hangs out with. And so Charlie's, you know, completely removed out of the situation. But there's also something there, I think, with Ray that might remind her about Charlie. You know, there's a certain comfort there, especially with him having a friendship. So, you know, he probably knows just as much about her, you know, as Charlie did. But they just didn't have those intimate moments that they're about to start exploring now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that their relationship is going to develop and it's going to come out.
I love to hate you.
Yeah, I do. I do want to see where this goes, and I got a little bit of what I wanted, which is cool. So I want to see how it's going to change her, because I think that conversation that, you know, when he was really laying it on, that's what she needed.
Yeah,
that's really what she needed.
She's going to need a kick in her butt too to get to the next level as far as career is concerned.
Yeah,
and I think Ray would be a good person to do that. He might not be the best person to do it for himself, but Shoshana did that for him.
Yes.
It made him want to achieve these goals with, you know, the diner. And now he's going to be able to do that, I think, for, you know, Jess. I mean, Marnie.
Yeah. Well, and then we also see on the other side, you know, we see a little bit of the same thing happening with Shoshana and Jessa. Because Shoshana is kind of like letting Jessa have it a little
She's
bit.
It's
like,
over it.
I've got this to do. You know, I don't want to be like you. Sorry, no offense, but I'm living my life. I'm doing these things and my shenanigans are affecting my GPA. So I need to study. I don't have time to listen to you and whatever's going on with you. Like, I need to do this for me.
I think Jess is a good example of one thing that men, like, absolutely just loathe is a woman who lives off of her beauty. And that's all that she appears to have going for herself. She's like this free-spirited, I don't need a job, I'm going to just, you know, do drugs. Whomever comes my way that can take care of me, I'm going to mooch off of them. Mm-hmm. And I think Jess's character is that on the show. She's the girl who doesn't have anything going for her, like not one thing. So it was interesting to see that little jilt of her friend's rejection. And I think rejection sometimes... Oh, it was her cousin.
Yeah.
Oh.
No. Her cousins.
No.
I'm not talking about her.
I'm talking about the dead friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the dead friend who lied about being
that
alive.
Lied about being dead.
Yeah. I think that was the kick in her butt that she needed. Not Shoshana. Mm-hmm. I don't think she respects Shoshana like that. I think that it was the fact that she was rejected by somebody who she actually cared for and that this person despise her so much that she would lie to her about actually, you know, not being alive. And so I think she has something now to prove to the world and to herself. And that's why you see her doing these organic cigarettes. And
oh, the electric
cigarettes. Yeah, the electric cigarettes.
What did she call it? The ones that Stephen Dorff endorses.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden now she wants to get a job. And Shoshana's like, I don't know if you should be around kids.
I need a touch of innocence. And you know what she does? Is she good for that environment? Probably not.
Well, she was good when she was a nanny, despite the whole like weird dad thing. She was actually good with the kids, it seemed. Like she had real relationships with the kids.
Oh, she's, right. I forgot she was
you know, forgot about the nanny.
She has a very childlike mentality. So I think she, like, working with kids and all of that, she likes that. And I don't think she really had a real childhood. So when we saw her, I thought that was a good profession for her. But then when the dads, I mean, but she's too, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's just trouble
for
the...
You can't sleep with your client.
No.
Or your lawyer. It's a pleasure.
No.
But yeah, we may see her go down that route again, working out this, you know, baby clothing store, but hopefully not. Hopefully this is, you know, her next level to getting to the maturity and finding herself, being responsible and maybe contributing something to Shoshana.
Right. And Shoshana's like, are you sure you should be around children? You have a criminal record. She like yells at her across the street.
Rehab criminal record.
You should be doing more than just smoking Stephen Dorff cigarettes.
But why doesn't she go to school? Why doesn't, you know,
that's
I mean.
That's not her.
Oh, that's not her.
I know. But when you're lost, I feel like you should, if you don't know what to do, just go to school, do something, but just don't sit around.
Well,
but
she did with Hannah. That's where they met, was in college. So she's already gotten her education.
Well, I mean, we don't know if she actually
we don't know if she graduated. Yeah, she doesn't seem like
there,
the graduate
she
type.
She became very worldly and traveling and living abroad and doing all kinds of things. And so to her, I don't think she's the kind of person that education really
benefits.
No.
Yeah. She's like, this is a waste of time.
Yeah.
Kind of like how she treated rehab.
School is not for everyone.
I'm not like, here to learn. Yeah. I've learned everything I already need to know. Mm-hmm. That's her attitude. And so for her, you know, it'll be
she needs more life experience. She needs more people coming to her and kind of like showing her the way versus actually going to a structured place.
And
I think,
you know what? Her friend Season's pretend dying was a reality check for her. It was a big reality
especially check. Especially when Shoshana's like, oh, I can see that.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even appalling. It was like, I get that.
Yeah, and it's the fact that, you know, now she has to face that she's selfish and she hurts people that really care about her. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at what she did with Hannah, you know?
Yeah.
And it's her, like, this is her way of coming into her own. And I think she's going to have a lot of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I kind of want to know why they named her friend Season, if that was supposed to be, like...
Hippie.
Yeah. Is it something, I don't know if it was supposed to be something deeper, though.
Seasons.
The Seasons. Yeah.
Exactly.
Remix.
She knows where my head's at.
Well, we could sit and, like, divulge into the mind of Hannah for hours and hours. But let's get into some predictions.
Yes.
And now, you're AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. What do you guys think we have coming up?
I am looking forward and hopeful for some Ray and Marnie time. Mm-hmm. I really want to see that develop. I want to see her get a job and doing what she loves, you know? Like, come on, get it together, woman. You're in New York. There's art galleries everywhere. Mm-hmm. Beg. Steal. Do whatever you need to do. Just start doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, who cares about how much money you make or don't make? Just get out there. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to see a lot more of Hannah's selfishness. You know, we saw that she's has to get a job. Mm-hmm. And that's, to me, another situation of her not being creative enough to keep venturing, moving forward. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she's going to have a lot more reality checks, and I'm looking forward to seeing how she grows from it, if she grows from it, and how long it's going to take for her to grow from it.
I think that Hannah's going to get another book idea from this experience. I don't know if it's going to be personal based. I don't know where the inspiration is going to come from, but I think she is going to get another book idea. Just sporadically, something's going to happen, and she's just going to be moved to write. And I also think that there's going to be some repercussion for her having kicked Caroline out. Mm-hmm. I think that Adam is going to somehow, some way, either punish her or make her feel bad for the situation, and she's going to have to give Caroline an apology to come back. I don't think that's the last we've seen of Caroline. Or at least I hope that it's not. I think that she's a great contribution, especially since Charlie got written off, for us to add another character such as Caroline into the story. So I think that she's a great addition to this season.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She's a character with depth.
Absolutely. And the thing that I don't get is, like, she's a story all in itself. How is Hannah not using that?
Yeah.
I mean, she's nuts.
Right.
She lived this, like, nutty life of full of just, like, outrageous.
It's like a gypsy.
Yeah, totally.
Which she's a doula.
You know, which is similar to Jessa, but on a whole different level, just in a very different way.
Well, she's Jessa 30 years from now and deeper.
Yeah, and I want to really see Hannah take a look around her at some point before the season ends and just really take it in and say, okay, I get it a little bit, even just a tiny bit. But, you know, we even see from the preview, like, she's sitting at this job and she's like, I don't think this is the best use of my creative time. Come on.
But are you that creative?
Yeah. I want to see somebody really tell her that in the way that David did when she was turning in, that he's like, well, you know, what the hell is this? Like, I think she needs that again in a more permanent way. From someone closer to her that can really tell her. I think Adam needs to kind of tell her again.
I hope that she does start to utilize her real life experiences, because that's exactly the time where David really was like, now that's what I want to hear about.
Yes.
I want to hear about your OCD and how it's affecting your life. Tell mm-hmm. me that story. So maybe Hannah can.
And I don't want Adam to forgive her too easily. I want him to punish. I want him to make her
repercussion
see what she's doing.
She was projecting exactly what Caroline said she was projecting.
So, and I want to see what happens.
What about Shoshana? She's forcing somebody to be her girl, her boyfriend.
Or just like, what are your intentions?
Right.
I need to know now. She's kind of, I think she's starting to get back into her more
She tried the free-spirited
place.
Thing and it didn't work for her.
She's, like, I think she's getting over it.
she tried the
hot girl phase. Her GPA. And mm-hmm. so I think for her, at this point, she knows very quickly, mm-hmm. unlike the rest of them, where her priorities are, and it's in her education. And without mm-hmm. that, her 15-year plan is just not going to work out. So, you know, for her to have
but
a
But I want
to
see more. I want to see more of her. I hope she comes back in a bigger way.
I also think that she's going to be okay with Ray being with
I don't think she's going to care.
Marnie.
I don't think she's going to care.
Especially if she's moving on, too. I think that she's going to be perfectly fine with that relationship.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see where it all goes. Yeah. So we'll see kind of what happens next week. But thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. We will see you all next Sunday. Mm-hmm. Make sure to go to iTunes and download our podcast. It's free. Rate and comment, and also leave your comments on YouTube. And as always, you can follow us at AfterBuzzTV, tweet and all of that. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Kelly with an IE079.
You can find me, Miriam L. Gonzalez, on Twitter.
And you guys can play with my Twitter and stroke my Instagram at spicy_Mahdi.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.